Previously on Boston Legal.
You gave me the Crane legacy, and I fully plan on living up to it.
He's not my son. Obviously, he doesn't know.
You're not my father?
I'm not terribly comfortable with you working closely with this woman. You and I earned a relationship, Alan. The fact that you don't realize it doesn't give you license to be unfaithful.
You're mad as a hatter.
Donnie Crane, you remember me? We used to be father and son.
I may not have been around much, but I was always there when you needed me. Still am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, Denny, that was refreshing and patriotic. What gives?
I, Denny Crane, am going to court to represent the United States of America.
And what has our country done to deserve you?
The U.S. Attorney and the DOJ had to recuse themselves, so Alberto appointed me to carry the ball for Team USA, the greatest lawyer in the world representing the greatest country in the world, a match made in heaven.
Did you know about this?
I did not.
There's a sitter when you need one.
And we're back in court on the Arrow Lake water case. Opposing counsel is relentless. Yet another evidentiary hearing. Denise, per your status report, you had your mandatory settlement conference with datemistake.com last week.
Datemistake.com?
Oh, it's an internet site where women can vent their ill feelings about the men they've dated as a warning to other women. Our client, Derek Roth, has been defamed by them.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were just a little in my space. Yes, surely we did reach a settlement.
As for Denny, the judge denied the government's motion to dismiss, so the spectacle of Denny Crane representing the United States will continue to play out in federal court. God save us all.
What judge did Denny get?
Judge Kimberly Oland.
I used to clerk for her. Her current clerk, Dan Jinks, and I play squash. I'm emailing Dan now. He'll give me everything from the judge's political leanings to her basal temperature after breakfast.
Thank you, Marlene.
Sorry I'm late, but as usual, I'm really only here for the fruit.
Something new.
Alan, Marlene Stanger, Marlene Alan Shore.
A pleasure, Miss Stanger.
Mr. Shore.
Marlene comes to us from Howard and Brock.
Your name came up frequently at my old firm.
I hope amid a torrent of obscenities.
Always.
Good.
I look forward to working with you, Ms. Stanger. It's not often you meet someone with such ocular precision.
Try this case with me.
Personal reasons.
It's because you're red. That's the old red, not the new red, which is the opposite of blue. That's good. It's the old red. That's bad. And pink.
Regardless of my pigmentation, I promised I'd sit with you. That's the best I can do.
Denny Crane doesn't need any sitters. What are these personal reasons anyway?
It's the global gag rule.
Nonsense. Gags are dangerous, locally or globally.
You don't even know what the global gag rule is, do you?
I can tell you. The global gag rule forces other countries where abortion is perfectly legal to stop performing them or even uttering the word abortion. Otherwise, the United States cuts off their funding.
Donnie.
Denny.
Alan.
Donnie. What are you doing here?
I'm with Lawyers Without Borders.
They heard you were brought in after the judge denied the government's motion to dismiss.
Liberal bingo.
Please rise. The Honorable Kimberly Oland presiding.
Denny Crane for the United States of America, Your Honor.
Donnie Crane for the plaintiff, Kavitha Pokarl.
I take it you two know each other?
He's not my father.
me like a son.
This will be a delight.
I can't believe the squid is working here now.
The squid?
In old mythology, they say the squid is the only animal that can kill a shark. I used to work with her at Howard and Brock. And like the mysterious giant squid, the only evidence of her existence were the whopping sucker marks left on her victims.
I take it you didn't get along.
You don't get along with the squid. She used to tap into the computer network, steal everyone's research memos, and then claim them as her own.
Why the hell did we hire her?
Beats me. I only hope she doesn't get my Alan.
Ye mera dusra bachcha ho.
I was pregnant with my second child.
Ye mera dusra bachcha hunda khere. Mera lokne le Kothang jila ma loge ko.
When I went into labor, my husband took me to the district clinic in Kothang. This is in Nepal.
Objection. The witness isn't speaking English.
We're aware of that, Mr. Crane. She's being translated.
Is that legal?
Shocking, isn't it?
Continue. Aage bolo.
Mera pehla bachcha janme ko hospital ma noy ko ho. Tara jo doctor chaina.
It was the same clinic where I had my first child. Only this time, the doctor was gone.
Tara dawai thi na. Nurse le malai panyo. Mero pet ko bachcha pauna lai karocha.
The medical assistant said I had an obstetric fistula and I needed a cesarean section.
The doctor hospital ma thi na. Tes karan panne karnos dakina.
But because they had no equipment or medicine or a physician, they said there was nothing they could do.
Ani mero ragat ano thalyo. Ani mero bachcha kasyo.
I began to hemorrhage. I almost bled to death. And my baby boy died. I'm not the only one. Thousands are dying.
Why weren't there any supplies?
Saman kyun nahi tha?
Manchile malai panyo. America paisa sapai lagyo.
They told me the United States had taken away all the clinic's funding.
Ane jo kapde ko mande ko na. Edward brought it.
And the man responsible for making that decision was Mr. Edward Broden.
That man?
Wo aadmi? Yes.
I was a physician in Kothang from 2001 until last October. Our clinic had been funded primarily by the United States.
No, he didn't say thank you.
He's got a lot on his mind, Denny. And Dr. Patel, did your clinic perform abortions?
No. Even though it is legal in Nepal, our clinic made the decision not to, in order to receive U.S. funding. However, we hung up a poster that said, "We believe that a woman has a right to control her own body." The poster was meant to promote women's rights and to prevent rape as well as spousal abuse. But the USAID representative, Mr. Broden, felt the poster was pro-abortion. And that was that. We lost all of our funding.
You're looking thin. You should eat more.
Some of us don't have fancy expense accounts to pay for our meals,
You should get one. They're awesome.
Mr. Crane.
Yes. Dr.
Patel.
I have in my hand here a copy of the rules that clinics must follow in order to get USAID. You've seen this manual.
Yes, I have. But the rules in it are so vague. They're left to the interpretation of the USAID representative.
And that representative is hired by an appointee of the President of the United States, is that correct?
Yes.
So, Doctor, in your expert opinion as a physician, who the hell are you to question the President of the United States?
Objection, badgering.
Sustained.
You know the President is against abortion. So in following the rules, it would seem that you would err on the side of caution, but you didn't. You put up a inflammatory poster.
We didn't feel it was inflammatory to protect the rights of women.
Well, it got me mad. You have other clinics that get our money, right?
Yes?
Ones who were able to follow the rules?
The point is, Mr. Crane, while you allow abortion in your country, you are trying to deny it to the rest of the world.
The people of this country never decided on abortion. The elected officials never voted on it. It was 9 justices of the Supreme Court. The people are still angry about it.
Objection. He's not asking a question. He's debating.
What are you talking
the
about?
The reason why the Supreme Court exists is to protect people from their own mob mentality, which this issue
I disagree. Triggers. Objection. I disagree.
Fine. Objection.
I object.
Both objections are sustained. Move on.
So, Dr.
Patel?
If you want American money, don't kill babies.
She wasn't trying to.
This is so disrespectful. You don't come home to Papa by suing this government.
You're not my Papa. Your sperm never touched my egg, and someone has to sue the government. Look, our policy denies thousands of people life-saving medical care based on the personal religious views of our leader. Nothing says democracy like imperialism.
Why can't you come to town for once and we just toss the pigskin around? That's America. Dinner?
8:00.
Donny Crane.
Donny Crane.
Donny Crane.
We had this settled.
Upon further review of the agreement, Mr. Roth didn't approve.
I don't know what game you're playing here, but you're not getting another dime from us.
Please don't address my client directly. Talk to me.
Your client should know that our original offer was more than generous.
That's not the way I see it. 13 months ago, Derek went out on a few dates with one Monique Foster, otherwise known on your website, datemistake.com, is anonymous. Things didn't work out, and he broke up with her. A few months later, he met someone else, fell in love, and got engaged. Things looked rosy.
Yeah, until anonymous...